Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're excited about this. The New Yorker magazine is not excited about it. But Chick-fil-A is just, if you haven't, you know, it's not heaven, but if you go to a Chick-fil-A and you start hearing people say, can I help you? Do you need something different? You know, can I bless you?
It's my pleasure,
it's
right?
It's my pleasure it's to my serve pleasure. You. And it's just amazing that Truett Caffey had a vision and about his company, and he began to make chicken sandwiches. And he's changed the world with a chicken sandwich, but truly, It's not the chicken sandwich. It's God behind the chicken sandwich.
Well, maybe
and hard
it
work.
Has to do with their vision statement. This is the Chick-fil-A's corporate purpose.
Okay.
Begins with the words, to glorify God.
I think that's what scared the New Yorker. The New Yorker just had this article. You gotta see this. It was ran in on their site. And I want to read some of this. First, let me show you Chick-fil-A in New York. This is actually what it looks like, and it's not creepy. You know, this is exciting about Chick-fil-A going in. And if you ever, we were in New York for quite some time. I was in New York and to go into a place, I mean, the joke about my original feelings about being in New York is it was so, new being in New York way back when and that you just felt grateful to get change.
Oh,
you know
my
what I'm
goodness,
like?
Yeah.
It's not like, here's your change.
To hear,
to hear
it's my pleasure in New York, that's going to be a new
that's
thing.
That's huge. And even a New Yorker will tell you that's how people talk
it's
to each other.
It's just the way it is.
But now you bring in, and this is why we talk so much about, VFN Kingdom business and how it's important for you in the business that you're in, whether it's in Business Mountain, just like Chick-fil-A, and just be the light in the mountain.
Absolutely.
And now they're impacting. So much so that they open up a store. It's a simple store. I mean, there's millions of people there. A simple little store in New York.
And they got the attention of the New Yorker? Come on now, really?
Think about this. They're literally saying Chick-fil-A's creepy infiltration of New York City. So they're titling their particular article right there, right?
Wow.
It's just crazy. I mean, why? But what happens is you're starting to see light come into a dark environment. And I'm sure it could be creepy because when the light shines according to John chapter 3, the Gospel of John, Jesus says when the light shows up, it causes people who actually are in the darkness to feel exposed to what's going on. But I want to encourage you that God loves you. I mean, he has a plan for your life. He's wanting to really, bring light and hope and mercy and grace. And we're examples of God's mercy in our lives. And so it's not God hating on you. It's obviously God loving on you and giving New York an actual chance of what's going on. But one of the things they said, this is that Chick-fil-A in this article, that it's the largest Chick-fil-A store in the world. If you think about it, this Chick-fil-A, and they're writing about this in their particular article, and you can show the store again. This is the largest Chick-fil-A store in the world because they always think about smaller stores and more personal and that type of thing, right? And he says that they have, 12,000, this particular store has 12,000 square feet. Now that would be, a good thing, but they're saying it's kind of creepy. It's got 12,000 square feet. And
that's 12,000 expensive square feet in Manhattan. So
And so 12,000 square feet. But there's two or three stores to the McDonald's in there. I mean, there's it's just big. It's lots of people moving at the same time. Lunch break in New York is pretty intense.
That's right.
But what's the next thing he talks about? John, read this, what he says.
Says New York has taken.
This is the New Yorker magazine talking about a business, Chick-fil-A. Okay.
New York has taken to a Chick-fil-A. One of the Manhattan location estimates that it sells a sandwich every 6 seconds, and the company has announced plans to open as many as a dozen more storefronts in the city. The brand's arrival here feels like an infiltration in no small part.
The brand's arrival feels like an infiltration.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're in business, your goal is to infiltrate the market.
Hello.
So they're wanting their business to come in and to penetrate the market. So they're actually saying this is a good business again.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, the brand's arrival here feels like an infiltration in no small part because of its pervasive Christian traditionalism.
It means it's a Christian-owned business, an uncompromising Christian. Right. In other words, they just share their faith openly.
Sure.
What was their mission statement again?
To glorify God.
To glorify God.
And this is a bad thing?
It's been that way ever since.
That's right.
Okay.
Its headquarters in Atlanta are adorned with Bible verses and a statue of Jesus.
Whoa. It's got Bible verses?
Let me read it again. Make sure this is not a typo.
Okay,
Let me check this out.
It's the New Yorker.
Its headquarters in Atlanta are adorned with Bible verses and get this.
What?
And a statue of Jesus washing a disciple's feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you believe it?
Even humility.
Unbelievable.
So the word of God is on the wall, which, you know, John chapter 1 verse, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. I mean, think about it. Why would you not want the Creator's word on the wall, right?
Or, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Its doors, this gets worse. Okay. I don't know. Maybe not. But its doors close on Sundays.
No.
Yes,
no.
Sundays.
No, that just couldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. Now they even go further. Now, now this is where they start to you know throw a little bit of the hate out here. Okay, its CEO Dan Cathy has been accused of bigotry.
Which is the son of Chuck Cathy.
Correct.
Right. The founder.
For using the company's charitable wing to fund anti-gay causes, including groups that oppose same-sex marriage.
Well, they'd actually love folks.
Yeah.
If you want to feel, I don't care what your preference is in life. If you go there,
they're going to serve you a sandwich.
They're going to love on you. You know, they're just love.
Sure.
They're kind to everyone.
Sure. And don't they have the freedom to support whatever they want to support?
I mean, but they actually are love. I mean, they actually love when they share the truth.
Sure.
But they share it in love and compassion. Yeah. There's no hate. I don't see any hate.
I don't see no hate.
I think I've seen some hate in the New Yorker, but I didn't see any at Chick-fil-A. Right.
So it goes on to say that Chick-fil-A's success here is a marketing coup.
Oh, wait a minute. So the fact that they're successful is not because of God.
No,
not because their founder dedicated it to God.
No, not because they have Bible verses at the headquarters and, you know.
And not because of focusing on Jesus and humility and training the workers up. And, and not because of taking Sundays off a day of rest, just to whatever day it is, take that day off.
Not because of superior, excellent customer service.
Well, how could you be making more money if you close your business on Sunday?
Does that make sense?
It's just God sense. It makes God sense. If you honor God with your business, you know, it's like tithing, you know. It's like if you just give 10% of your income, first 10% to God and honor him in that, that your 90% seems like 120%. Yeah. It just expands
everything.
Seems
to be like there's another company, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, yeah.
But David Green, God told him, I heard himself, he said this, that God told him to close on Sundays.
Yeah.
And he was delayed in obeying God, and he saw those prophets go down.
Right.
So he finally got the idea and said, okay, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to close on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And just as long as it took it to go down, it took to go right back up.
It was interesting, too, that because he's so blessed with Hobby Lobby, that I was in a museum, the tallest building in Washington, D.C., outside the Washington Monument, called the Bible Museum, that was led and the major contributor and everything was the Green family, the founder of Hobby Lobby.
Not only major contributor, but when you honor God with your business and you obey him and you close on Sundays or do whatever else he tells you to do, that business generated close to $400 million they invested in that Bible museum that's blessing the world.
And I want to encourage you, listen, God's into you.
Yeah.
You know, some people tell John, they tell people, you know, you can only do something for God at church. You know, first of all, you are the
church.
You know, you are the temple of God. If you're a believer, God's spirit dwells inside of you. So when you hang out with another believer, then you're coming together and Jesus rules in your midst where two or more are gathered in my name.
Right.
What Jesus wants you to do is do what Truett did and what the Green family did is go to your business, whatever it is. I don't care what kind of business. It could be from a bowling alley to an accounting. It could be to a chicken joint. It could be to whatever.
Yeah.
And if you give that to God, you know, God will bless you. And it's being shown evident with the Truett Cathy family and the Chick-fil-A. And it's just, if you get a chance to find out what it's like to have a blessed business. I know Donna had a chance to go to the this particular university that he was a major contributor in. And they're just ministering to marriages all around the world. You go there, they just treat us like, it's just amazing how nice it was. Let's hear a couple more things before we go to break right here about what they said. The New Yorker said.
This is the New Yorker.
The creepy infiltration of a godly business. You know, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Says this emphasis on community, especially in the misguided nod to 9/11, suggests an ulterior motive. The restaurant's corporate purpose still begins with the words, get this, to glorify God.
Oh, wait, So you can glorify God with your business.
You can do that with your life, with your business, and all that you do.
VFNKB.com, VFN Kingdom Business. Listen, we want to help you begin to think about how you can glorify God with your business. Why in the world would the New Yorker magazine be concerned about another business in New York outside this one came in and is making major impact for good in the city of New York?
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen an article that they came against a business that glorified Satan. Now that they didn't write about.
Right.
But this one, they have a problem with glorifying God.
Says, read the rest of this real quick.
And that proselytism thrums below the surface of the Fulton Street restaurant, which has the Erat's homespun ambiance of a megachurch.
So they're literally saying that they're trying to
apostolize.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In other words, convert people to a follower of chicken. No, I mean, people.
Can you share the gospel between a chicken sandwich? I mean,
everywhere we go as believers, we're called to share the love of God, but you're given the choice to make a decision for God, not the force. Yeah. It's a big difference.
Not
this
religion, no.
Yes, nope. Faith.
Faith. If the restaurant is a mega church, it says the cows are its ultimate evangelists. Says Truett Cathy, the chain's founder, and Dan Cathy's late father saw them as a tool to spread the gospel of chicken.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Eat more chicken, right? These
eat
cows
more
paint
chicken.
Signs.
Yeah. Eat more chicken. Stan Richards, who heads the ad agency that created the cows, the Richards Group, likened them to a guerrilla insurgency in his book, The Peaceable Kingdom. It says, they continue to write, the joke is that the cows are out of place in New York, a winking acknowledgement that Chick-fil-A, too, does not quite belong here.
Listen, we're going to have the rest of this article on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNKB.com to get that. God wants your business to be light. I don't care if you're in entertainment. I don't care if you're in education. They should talk about you the way they talk about, you know, Chick-fil-A, about you being a teacher, you being a business owner. And God has called you to do that. That's one thing we do at VFNKB is to empower you and encourage you to be able to do that. Connect with us. Find out more by going to VFNKB.com. Even sign up for our new book release that's coming, the pre-release of it. We want to be able to send you a free copy of that. I want to pray with you right now. Don't forget to comment below, share your thoughts about maybe how your business is doing that the same, or you would like for it to do that. Or also write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you right now for Chick-fil-A and how you're blessing them, God. And we pray over their employees. We pray over each and every one, God, that you would just encourage them. We pray for multiple stores in New York and around the world, that you would just continue to bless them, and other companies that are doing the same thing, that are honoring you, Father God. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.